talking about saying, listen, I'm praying that you will trust the Lord, that you will understand the truth, that you will grow in Christ.
Welcome to the Give Me Truth podcast. Today's devotional is with Jason Harris.
Three groans and good. We're in the middle of our study through Romans chapter 8. We've gotten up to verse 26 now, and we're going to work today up to the beginning of verse 28, which is a very familiar verse. In verse 26 through 27, we see that God intends not only to ultimately rescue us from the futility of the curse, but He also intends to rescue us in our daily lives right now. In verse 26, we see that the Spirit is the person by whom God intends to help us. Verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. And we've already studied in a previous segment the filling of the Spirit of God and how He constantly is there to help us, to convict us, to control us, to comfort us. And that is the help that the Spirit of God gives us in this present futility that we humans are currently living under. But not only does He help us in those ways, but the Bible teaches here in verse 26 that He also intercedes for us. He prays for us. The next part of the verse says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We saw that creation groans under the weight of the futility of the curse. Then we saw later in a previous segment that we groan under the weight of the futility of the curse. Now we see the groaning that the Spirit of God does on our behalf. You see, God cares about the human dilemma. God cares about our infirmities, our weaknesses, our futility under this curse. But not only does God care about our infirmities, but He knows the answer to the human dilemma. He says, for we don't know, but the Spirit does know. And He makes intercession for us with words which cannot even be uttered. The Spirit does understand our problem, and He prays for us. So in verse 26, we see that the Spirit is the person by whom God intends to help us. But in verse 27, we see that life is the process by which God intends to help us. Verse 27 starts out, and He that searcheth the hearts, that's talking about God, He says, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. God knows everything. He certainly understands what the Spirit is trying to communicate in this situation here. He says, because He, that's the Spirit, maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The key to understanding Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that says all things work together for good, and we've all heard that verse 1,000 times, is Romans 8, 27. He says He prays according to the will of God. The Spirit prays according to God's will. Do you? You know what? Sometimes as Christians, we get so bogged down talking about Grandma's health and Brother Bob's travel and Jono's trial. But friend, do we pray for what God is trying to accomplish in these things? You know, if you ever think about Bible prayers, think about how Paul prayed for those that he loved. Paul was dealing with people who were going through intense trials, persecution for their faith. And yet, listen to how he prays for the Ephesians in Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. He says, oh, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, with the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. He says, hey, I want you to understand the word of God. God, help them to see things that they can't see without your help. Help them to know their God better. Help them to believe him. Help them to trust him. That's what Paul gets excited about. You say, oh, that's hoity-toity. That's a bunch of church talk. No! That's Christianity. If all that sounds like a bunch of high church talk to you, you're missing it. You're missing some of the most exciting, basic things in the Christian life. And you better study God's Word in those places until you understand it. And beg God to do that to you, to open your eyes. You know what? When I have a friend say to me, look, I'll pray for you. Jason, I'll pray for you. I appreciate that very much. But you know what? The kind of prayer I appreciate the most is not, God, give Jason safety, help him to find a job, a car, whatever his thing is. It's those who will pray that I will believe God, that I will be faithful, that I will trust, that I will understand the word when I read it. That is the kind of prayer I value. You know what? When I tell a friend, listen, I'm praying for you, for the most part, that's what I'm talking about, that you'll be faithful. You know what? God cares about the little stuff in your life, the little details, the travel safety and those things. But you know what? Sometimes he's sending the trial. And we're praying that he'll take it away, because he's the one who put it there in the first place. And he put it there for a purpose. He doesn't want to take it away. He's trying to use it to accomplish his plan in your life, for your sanctification. And friend, we need to learn to pray according to God's will, not according to ours. Verse 28, he goes on and he says, listen, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
This podcast is a ministry of GiveMeTruth.net.